Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh and welcome back. The time now is exactly 14 minutes past 8. You are listening to Screaming Reels on Radio Islam with Mulana Sajati Mool and Adil Mangli. Like I mentioned earlier on when I was doing the intro that we will be talking to Brother Luqman. And if you recall, the last time we spoke to him, he was talking about an exciting expo that he was going to be attending. Maybe he'll be telling us a little bit more about the types of tackle and accessories that are going to be available this season, inshallah. Brother Luqman, you are on the line. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How are you, Adil?
Alhamdulillah. Luqman, how are you keeping?
Allah shukran. Assalamu alaikum to Maulana and to all the listeners as well.
Luki, things are really heating up now. Today the weather looks brilliant, mashallah. Tell us a little bit about what's happening in terms of the shop. You know, how's the excitement there in terms of the customers coming in and stuff like that?
It's like you said, it's definitely on the up. You can see all the people that were hiding away in the winter months under the blankets and where they've all of a sudden popped out. Yeah, we've definitely noticed the increase, and fishing is good as well. You know, people started already 2-3 weeks ago, and the reports that are coming in are all good reports so far, whether it's carp, whether it's yellows or even bass for that matter. All the fish are biting at the moment, so like we always say, it's time to head to the waters now.
Luqman, I see the social media is, you know, a lot of the guys that we have on our groups, etc., posting lots of pictures of bears and good-sized bears. We know that this is the time now for going out and catching any bears and stuff like that. And then last time we spoke to you, we were talking about this, was it a dealer's expo that you were going to attend. Are there any new and interesting things out there on the market at the moment?
Gee, there is, you know, all of the exhibitors or merchants that we deal with, each one has launched one or two new products, you know. Shimano has launched out a new Sedona reel, which was a previous model. It's just an upgrade to it. And the new one is phenomenal. You know, it's a stunning, stunning reel. More for spinning type. It's not a bait caster. It's a spinning reel. Available in a normal sizes for light tackle, for bream fishing. There's one for bass, one for tiger, and even they've launched a new size for light saltwater fishing.
Okay.
Then there were quite a few new lures out for the bass and the saltwater guys. The spinning of the surf, you know, over the last 10 years, they've taken off as a very effective and easier way of fishing. You know, people don't have to dirty their hands with sardines and whatever. Although fresh bait is the best thing to fish with.
Right.
But if you're just going on a weekend holiday or a long weekend out and you just want to take one rod with you, you know, the light tackle saltwater spinning is the route to go. You can fish anything between a 7-foot and a 10-foot rod, light spinning with some light braid. So in that facet, a lot of rods were launched, a lot of new braids are launched, and lures for the light tackle saltwater. And even the Daiwa guys, they've launched some new fly rods, some new range of bass lures they launched. So all of the guys, it was exciting. There were quite a few new stuff available.
Luki, tell me in terms of carp fishing, because usually the carp range is so huge. I mean, even in your guys' shop, you've got a special section only for carp. Are there any like new flavors and things like that that the guys can look out for this season?
Yeah, there is. You know, there's two brand new, not brand new, but one brand new range of carp baits called the Twin Series, which has just launched at the show.
Right.
And they've got their own range of dips. It's a group of Springbok anglers that got together and started producing baits. Then you got Supercast themselves that launched one or two new dips. And then there's the Conoflex range, which also is growing. It's a growing brand that's doing very well. So amongst them, you know, each one has launched different baits. So all are welcome to come into the shop and see the new stuff. Yeah.
So you guys are already starting to carry the new range as well?
Some of the new stuff, whether it's the rods, the reels, the braids are in, some of the bass lures are in. So, yeah, people are most welcome to come through.
So I think all we can say to the fishermen out there is if you've done the house shopping, if you've bought the new pair of shoes and the handbag, etc., head on over to Solly's Angler's Corner where they'll make you feel like a fisherman.
No, you can't wait till you do your house shopping and...
Well, you'll finish all the money there.
No, yeah, what you need to do is just shelve that for a month or two and just come with a full wallet. Let's take all of it for now. Then there are shoes and that can come later.
It can come later. In fact, there is a quite...
important. Yeah, you see, that's not important.
There's a lot of other pairs of shoes that are still in the cupboard from last time, yeah.
That's it, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, somebody once told me, when he said that, you see, before Marana used to get away, because, you know, the wife never knew the internet and fishing prices.
Mm-hmm.
You see, but now she just goes on the internet and she'll put exactly what they bought and she'll make up her own prices from there and she'll calculate the whole amount and she'll tell me, right, you spent so much, I want so much back now.
Another easiest excuse, I mean, we keep telling the guys if you're buying a new rod or you'll just tell them you brought it in for repairs. They don't know whether it's a new one or...
Well, let's not give too many secrets away today.
Yeah.
Lucky, tell us a little bit about the fishing scene local and across the border.
Fishing, like I mentioned earlier, you know, it's on the up. It is the best time of the year to fish. One of the cross-border dams that was always, I mean, it was a premier world-class best fishing destination and world famous, Letsiboko. This year the reports are not as good as previous years. Fishing has become a lot more tougher, a lot more tighter, but that was, as we say, the writing was on the wall purely from abuse and guys being inconsiderate and just abusing natural resources. So what happened there is the dam just took such a hammering and people abused it. So, naturally, any dam can't sustain that amount of pressure for such a long period. You know, it was 3 or 4 years that the dam was hammered. So, fishing, the guys are still catching. I mean, what has happened now, they say it separated the boys from the men. So, those that really know what to do are still catching.
Right.
Whereas the average bass fisherman is battling. I mean, we had people that go there for a whole weekend, catch like 7 fish. Or one fish or 2 fish for the day, and not even big ones. We have some customers that went, his biggest was a 2.8, and another guy was a 2.7. So fishing has become very tough there. And like I say, purely from fishing pressure and abuse. Other dams that are fishing also on the up, no, they've been to Materi. That seems to be okay still. Those are the only two popular cross-border dams that guys fish for bass that we're talking about. Your tigers and that on the Zambezi, that's still ongoing. I mean, guys catching nice fish. Although we've had some complaints of a lot of netting, illegal netting take place. Where in the narrower sections of tributaries to the Zambezi, guys are putting nets right across the whole river. So whatever fish come through are just getting caught in those nets. So that's also doing damage to the ecology and the natural river system.
So when you're speaking about Letsiboko, in terms of I know previously about the last that I went myself is about 2 years or 3 years back. The waters were, the level of the water was quite good, but the waters were quite murky and dirty at that time.
Oh, well, the reports we got a lot lower. I think it, the last report we got, it was sitting at probably around 50-52% there, huh? But very clean. The advantage this year is the water's clean. You can actually do sight fishing. The guys had actually spotted some big bass swimming in the shallows. So, yeah, it is a lot different than last year. If you're going, you're going to take your light lures, not when it's murky, you to use your dark like June bugs or black. Now you can go to your lighter shades of watermelon. Or watermelon red should do a lot better now.
What about local dams near the area, like in Joburg area? You've got this Boskop Dam. I see Roodeplat as well. Last night, some guys posted pictures on they were doing night fishing in Roodeplat and they caught some bass.
Yeah, look, like I said, I mentioned 2 weeks ago, you know, this time of the year, you can go to almost any piece of water, even smaller dams within within town itself. You know, you've got Amarantia, you've got Wemapen. In Binaoni area, you got those dams that run or next to the highways, and
yes.
Where people go to those dams this time of the year and even catch. So wherever you go this time of the year, and if you specifically targeting bass, your fishing should be good. It's actually at its best come end August into September as well.
Obviously, if guys come into the shop, you will advise them on what products to use, etc. as well.
Most definitely, you know, now we geared up for the, we call it the spawn season. So we geared up for it as far as lines, lures, and even on a carp side, your baits, whatever. We've got the right stuff for the fishermen to catch the good fish.
You know, you were talking about Zambezi and the tigers, and I was just thinking about, I was speaking to one of my friends earlier on, and they said they're going down to do this. There's a time when the I think it's called a barbel run or the vundu run or something like that, where these barbels come out and then the tiger starts smashing them and
yeah, that happens in an area called Okavango Delta. The Okavango Delta is a huge expanse of water,
right.
But a lot of reeds, this cattail type reeds, where there's channels and pools within that big maze of reed.
Okay.
So that's where the barbel run actually take place. What happens is the barbel feed on bream.
Nice.
So they school the bream and they themselves form huge schools. So what they do is they come to the surface and they almost clap onto the water, scaring the bream and putting the bream in a frenzy, and they feed on the bream, and then in turn the tigers take advantage of the situation. And the big tiger would feed on small barbel and feed on the breed. So it's a whole mixture of all birds get involved, all types of fish get involved. And for the fishermen, it's an opportunity to, at sometimes they say cast for cast, you know, you can hook a decent sized tiger fish.
It must be an amazing thing to witness.
Whoever witnessed it said it's unbelievable, yeah.
And then you said that it's basically smaller channels, so it's not so easily accessible. You've got to know or get a guide that actually knows where to go.
A lot of the, sometimes your channel is just small enough that one boat just fits the whole channel. So the guides that are there, from what we know or what we heard, are extremely good if you go with a reputable guide. Because they've got to even take into consideration hippos and crocodiles at the same time.
Sure.
You can be going in one direction
and a
hippo coming in another direction.
Yeah.
So they know what to do, when to do it, and how to do it.
So the barbel are eating the brim, the tigers are eating the barbel, the crocodiles are eating the tigers.
Everything, yeah, it's all mixed masala.
That's how the system works, sir. Man. And, you know, this going out at the dam or this place, Lukman, another thing you notice, if you just take notice to the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala,
yes.
Besides the fishing aspect, there is plenty to witness, and it just makes you sit back and say, subhanallah.
Definitely.
It's only the qudra of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I don't know if I did mention this, but when we were going to Materi, Lukman, then we had a brother with us who's quite involved in this nature things, and he loves to watch animals and this Animal Planet channels that you have and things like that. And we've seen a beautiful thing. I don't know if I did say it, like I said, the last time we were on air, but there was this duck.
Oh, yes.
The female
yeah.
duck with all the ducks.
And now the male diverted.
And it was just, you know, tell it just like baffles you how subhanAllah, how this... This animal has an understanding and how it does the whole thing.
I think what you're saying ties into what Lukman was talking about earlier on as well. We need to start observing and need to start
so much,
looking after the environment. I
100%.
Mean, if we're going to continue to abuse, like you mentioned, then you're not going to have an opportunity to go to a place again.
So whenever we go, you know, it's our, as Muslims, our first and most important, more than the fishing site, it's like we mentioned, is try to remember Allah and notice whatever He has blessed us with. We are so fortunate, you know. I always keep saying we're millions around the globe are suffering. And we still have the opportunity to go and enjoy ourselves. But at the same time, we've got to be considerate. We've got to be moderate in what we do. Don't overdo things. Don't abuse things. And conserve. You know, at the end of the day, I'm not a mufti and an alim, but I'm sure Islam does promote conservation and moderation and preservation. I mean, it's not something that we at want and at any given time and take. We should go and kill every living thing we see, you know. Mm-hmm. It's something we should take care and watch what we do and where we do it. You know, at the end of the day, what we do is how non-Muslims perceive Islam to be.
Mm-hmm.
So if we behave ourselves in an un-Islamic manner, you know, being rowdy, being noisy, throwing dirt all over the show, that's what people will perceive Islam to be.
Mm-hmm.
They don't look at and they don't study the books and the religion of Deen. They study our action and they base their opinion on our action. Wherever if you see the news or whatever happened, it will always be the Muslims did like this or the Muslims said like this. And that's all based on what they see. So we've got to, in our own way, keep our place clean wherever we're fishing, try and pick up. We can never, none of us are perfect, including myself, most importantly myself. We're all guilty of breaking some law somewhere. But we've got to try to, wherever we are in our own little ways, try and clean up after we, where we're fishing, where we're camping, where we're brying, whatever. When we're there, you know, try not to be noisy, especially if there's neighbors, be considerate. I remember one of my cousins and nephews last year sometime went to Wombat and a few youngsters were camping in it. Then, you know, at when they were going to make namaz, the neighbor had his music loudly and it, so they nicely went up to the guy and asked him, you know, we're going to say our prayers and if you don't mind just putting down, and which he happily agreed. You know, because in a manner of the which approach they approached him. The approach was nicely, gently, not fighting, swearing, arguing. You go up to the people nicely, explain them what you do. A lot of times, people don't explain. And then just get all, so they went, explained, and if I'm not mistaken, I can be wrong, but every other namaz was the same. Where the guys knew, okay, these people are going to say their prayers, so obviously put their music off until the guys made their namaz finish or whatever, and then carried on. So like that, you know, wherever we are, we just try in our own way to promote and uplift the Deen of Islam.
Well said, Brother Luqman. Mia of Solis English Corner.
Today Luqman sound like a fishing specialist and a Molana.
And a Molana, mashallah.
One time, Luqman, Molana, Luqman, Luqman, specialist.
Any plans for the future for you guys are going
for
out
this
sometime?
Weekend?
Not this weekend, inshallah, some of the cousins from the shop are going. We obviously can't all go at one time. So we're taking turns. So unfortunately, my turn is not this week. But this weekend, I'll definitely be taking the tackle out and starting to clean the rods out and sort the lures out and get ready for next weekend, inshallah.
Where are they going?
I can't wait. You know, I'm like a little boy going fishing for the first time. Yeah.
where are the cousins are going, Luqman?
They're going to Dahuab Dam because the fishing reports are good at the moment. Mm-hmm. So let's see what happens when they get back on Monday.
Inshallah, maybe we can talk to some of them also next weekend.
Inshallah, we'll
get them on the program, inshallah. Jazakallah so
and
much,
we'll have a better update next week. And then whoever is going out there, please enjoy yourselves, take it easy on the road, read your necessary du'as, and remember us all, remember the whole ummah. You know, they say a traveler, one of the accepted du'as is that of a traveler. So when you are fishing or wherever you are, please remember the whole ummah in your du'as.
Ameen.
Inshallah. And you remember everybody else also in your du'a, Luqman.
Inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi
wa barakatuh. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. The time now is...
Devki is looking at us very soft today. I don't know what's wrong with him. Maybe he never offered him fishing long time.
We didn't mention
now.
That, alhamdulillah, today we have the honor of being engineered by...
We've been blessed,
By Hazrat...
It's been a long time. The last this man engineered for me...
Muhammad Bilal Sahab.
...was Osiri time. Now I'm feeling hungry. I'm feeling old.
Yeah, excellent stuff. Very, very important points that have come out. I think time and time again we've got to keep on reminding each other about how to behave.
There's things we are. I think we sing this all the time, over and over and over and over. And Adi Laiki said, you know what, the most important part about this whole thing is that the message we as Muslims are leaving behind.
That's the thing. We're supposed to be an example.
100%. We should be an example there. We should leave a good message out to say that this is the type of qualities we have in us, or we should be having in us, but the message that we're leaving behind, unfortunately, is just not good at all.
Inshallah, let's make dua that Allah Ta'ala make it easy for everybody, inshallah. And let us be aware when we go out. We're going for an air break. When we come back on the other side of the air break, we've got Brother Farad from Durban is going to be giving us a report back on what's happening in the harbour at this moment.
Once again, Mulana Timur will be undertaking a trip to Rajasthan for Qurbani. Many people there live well below the poverty line and only eat meat on the days of Eid al-Adha. Support this cause at 875 for 7 shares or 125 per share. Contact Mulana Timur or Mulana Sajjad or Mulana Hamad on 011-852-6324 or 8538 or 8584 or 072-299-268. All slaughtering will be supervised by Mulana Timur. Visit www.operationqurbani.org.za.
And Save's gigantic annual sale is now on. Fashion fabrics in prints and plains from just 10 rands per meter. Abaya fabrics, men's duffer fabrics, now less 20%. Evening wear fabrics up to 70% off. Pay and Save will be open on Sundays, the 23rd and 30th August from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. There's only one fabric sale. It's the Pay and Save sale at 5 Pelican Avenue, Lanesia, 011-852-4910. Sale ends 12th of September.
Al-Tawheed Islamic Center appeals to you to donate generously towards our various community projects, namely building of masajid, madaris, schools and dawah programs for the underprivileged. We also offer computer, sewing and woodworking classes. We accept zakat, lilla, sadaqa and all other donations. Visit us at shop number L31 next to the South Sea Trade Route Mall or 31 Protea Avenue, Lanesia. Call 011-854-9510. May the Almighty reward you for your continuous support.
The world sure has changed. Everything nowadays seems to be new and improved. Products are updated before they're old enough to be old. Then you get the classics that keep getting it right time after time. Because nothing beats an original. Like Sunshine D Margarine and Spreads. High in vitamin D, Sunshine D has been trusted by generations of families in South Africa to deliver that smooth, great taste to celebrate those special occasions. Big and small. Now who would want to change that?
Anytime is Shalala time with Sunshine D.
Santac, Radio Islam satellite signal provider, has once again changed our decoder settings. We have in place a dual frequency connection period, which means that both the old and new settings will work until the 31st of August 2015. As of the 1st of September 2015, your decoder will only work with the new settings. Under the circumstances, retuning may be done by the following. Oneself, using the DIY instructions on our website, www.radioislam.org.za. Bring your decoder in for retuning at Radio Islam's offices from Monday to Saturday, 9 a.m. till 5 p.m. in Lanesia, 35 Kuku Avenue. Phone our call center during office hours, Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. on 011-854-7022. And receive instructions on how to retune your decoder. If you are tuning your decoder on your own, you will require a TV monitor. Our technical team will be visiting different areas throughout South Africa. In the Gauteng province, in Belfort, on Thursday, the 27th of August, 1905 Sunflower Plain Street, Belfort, Extension 2. Contact 072-304-7675. In Rainsford on Friday, the 28th of August, 7 Netanya Street. Contact number 082-967-4475. Technicians for the Gauteng region. Ibrahim Shah, 079-138-4961. Molana Ibrahim Pirali, 074-034-7975.
7860. Abdul Haq Panchbhai, 074-786-7860. Safwan Khan, 061-257-5789. Please bring along your remote for e-tuning.
Do you want super healthy bowel movements? Do you want a natural digestive aid that helps prevent digestive problems? Of course you do. So get yourself an Easy Squat Stool now. The Easy Squat Stool can be used with any modern toilet to get all the benefits of squatting. Avoid discomfort and maintain a healthy digestive system by using the Easy Squat Stool. Ideal for young and old. Use the Easy Squat Stool and say hello to a healthier digestive system. Visit your local pharmacy or Islamic store or call 011-784-2822. For online inquiries, go to www.ckssbiomedical.com.
Screaming reels on Radio Islam, casting you into the exciting world of fishing.
Truly 1 minute to nine, you are listening to Radio Islam International. It is the Screaming Reels program.
I was just thinking like that for a while.
That's the moment Bilal get a bit excited.
You're reminiscing. How many minutes, yeah?
Adil, you got any plans for this weekend, Adil?
Make dua, inshallah.
I guess it's like that. It's a bit dangerous. Make dua, inshallah.
This weekend, I'm going to be a gardener.
Last weekend, he was at the school workshop. The weekend before that, he was at sports. This weekend, the man is going to the garden. I think he must just give us his address, cell phone number on air, and I guess we can purchase 50% off on all fishing tackle at Adil Mangli's place.
I have to be giving it away for free.
You rather give it away for free. All the spider webs will be.
Hey, don't talk about. I went to see in the storeroom yesterday. Everything
find it.
The gut line is even gone like brittle. You know, if you don't use your line for a long period of time, sometimes the gut line
away like.
You know, it even gets stuck onto the reel, the spool. You can't even get it out.
I'm feeling this, man. Sorry, now.
That's why I say make dua, inshallah. I'm doing the fishing program, but I don't know when last I went fishing.
It's bad.
But all the listeners out there, if you are listening,
it's like a special request for dua. Yeah.
we need your.
You know, we have before Maghrib Namaz generally, and the weekday we have the sick list. For those men that are having it a bit difficult going fishing, you can send in a list there as well. We'll start this duas off for you guys.
You know the problem is winter time, there's such a lot of, this whole thing comes to a standstill. And then the women even forget that their husbands are fishermen after.
Yeah. So
the moment the first few hot weekends come, now they know you have to go and buy compost and you have to go and put in a garden and all that. So that's where I am this weekend. We'll see, inshallah. Make dua.
And Durban, you haven't been in a while.
I can't even remember the smell of the sea. I won't lie to you.
I know before, from time to time, I used to phone Adil. He just telling, no, Molana, I'm sitting in Phoenix and I'm sitting here in Barres Connections House and that. And next morning, he was on a harbor.
Yeah.
Catching fish. And before, I remember Adil used to be sometimes on a weekend also, and used to speak to him, no plans. And a bit later, he used to be sitting in Nell's Parade.
Hey, you're talking about good days there, man.
He used to catch those 13 kilo calves by the side of the road, by the river, by the garage dam and things like that.
You see. Talking about Durban Harbour, we've got Farad on the line. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Farad.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How are you, Adil?
Shukr, alhamdulillah. You are live on Radio Islam Screaming Reels program, and we are contacting you because we want to know exactly what's happening at the moment in the Durban Harbour.
Durban Harbour, the fishing is a bit slow. There's some big grunters around. But it's been slow for over the last 2-3 weeks. But where it seems to be happening full time is in the back line. It's at its peak there. You know, there's a frenzy going on at the moment. With the shad fishing, with the there's some stump nose that have come through, some nice big black tails. Also, we've been getting some Scotchman as well in the back line. It's been quite interesting. And then there was, over the last 3 weeks, there was some sardine activity still on our coast. We had a few pocket shoals that were netted off Addington Beach. And that's it really improved the fishing, both on the surf, on the backline. But for some reason, the harbour is just a little bit quiet at the moment. But inshallah, it will pick up because it is coming to season in the harbour for grunters. I suspect it's the spawning season for grunters in the harbour. So that's why they're a bit shy on feeding. But once they spawn, they're going to also go on a frenzy.
So Faraj, generally, with the harbour, is it seasonal or is it according to the tides that you guys want?
It's according to the tides, eh?
So basically, any time in the year, it could be good, any time in the year, it could be bad, basically.
Yes, yes. And what tends to happen in the bay is, you know, the natural feed, the most common feed is the white cracker, or the sand prawn, you call it. But what happens when we have sardine on our coast, for some reason, the fish in the bay, they feed on sardine as well. I just suspect because it's that time of the year and the bait fish, the sardine is available, so the water is colder, and sardine is more a cold water fish bait than you do tend to catch a few salmon as well in winter in the bay, and grunter with sardine.
Farad, you know the last time I was with you on the boat, which was years ago. Okay, it wasn't years ago, it was in December. We saw a really interesting phenomenon. I wanted you to explain what that is. While we were in the boat, we saw these huge splashes. What was happening there?
All right, what happens is...
I'm talking about in the bay now, if you remember.
Yes, I remember quite clearly. I've been seeing some of those now. It's starting to happen again. It generally happens in the spring and summertime.
Mm.
What happens there is when your tide starts pushing in, your sandbank is obviously open, right? It's sand. You can walk on it. That's where you get your sand prawns from. You know, you're going to pump your sand prawns off there. So when the tide starts coming in and it's around about shin deep, and it's getting deeper, you get the grunter that goes onto the sandbank to feed. But what they actually do is they plunge their mouth into the sand and they blow. And the cracker, there's like thousands of holes there. When they blow into one hole, the bait somehow or the other comes off the other hole. And it gives the fish a chance to feed. Generally, this happens when grunters are moving in shoals or pairs. They blow in the hole, the bait comes out, and then the other feed or the partner feeds, and they do vice versa for each other. It's actually this is Allah's Qudrat. I mean, it's something that I've witnessed on many occasions.
Mm.
It's starting now at the moment in the bay again. Because we're just touching spring now. So we're going to be hopefully seeing a lot of that.
Mm. It's an amazing phenomenon. If you can get sort of close enough to those banks and you throw a good bait, obviously your chances of picking up a fish are good?
Yes, it's very good.
Mm.
Because it's in shallow water, and the grunter gives you a magnificent fight there in the shallow water.
And I know where the grunter is the only fish where you got to cast on the land, and basically on the sandbank, and then reel it sort of to get into the water just where you basically find the bait that normally sit.
Yes. Sorry, I didn't say that again.
Normally when we fish to throw the bait in the water. But the grunters, you're standing in a boat throwing it on the land and you're basically reeling it into the water.
More or less, you could say that.
Yeah.
But, that's where the feed is. I mean, like I said, this is Allah's Qudrat.
Mm.
At the end of the day, it's got the fish got a feed, and if it's feeding on the cracker, it will climb on the sandbank, has the tides full enough to feed. And obviously when the tide's going out as well, it'll feed for the maximum time possible until it has to leave the bank. I have not yet experienced a fish getting stuck on the sandbank as yet.
Tell us what's happening in the deep sea.
Deep sea, there's a lot of keelback around at the moment, keelback salmon, ranging from 5 to 7 kilos. A very, very nice fish to catch. Your brother did catch one with me when he was here about 2 years ago. There's also some Daga salmon around. It's also season for copper steam brass, which is better known as Boskop. And there's a few mussel cracker. With redfish, there's some soldiers. They are around, but they're not in a frenzy. But alhamdulillah, we've been getting our fair share of fish. Rockhard now is, there is a few rockhard around. About 2 months ago, there were a hell of a lot of rockhards around.
It sort of slowed down a little bit now.
Slowed down, yes.
So whatever you're talking about now are the bottoms.
Yeah.
Are you guys doing any trawling or not?
No, not yet, not at this stage. We'll start inshallah from November. End of November.
Farhan, you were speaking about, Adil said about how the grunter goes and takes it. That cracker out of the sand. If you see, subhanAllah, how Allah made it's like
the mouth.
Or that mouth or the nose, you're going to call it. It's actually kind of like built to suck that cracker out of it.
It's aerodynamic. And it's amazing how they plunge themselves into the ground and they basically do a headstand, wriggling themselves straight down into the ground.
So the splashes are the tails basically moving while they're doing that action.
Yes, that's it. And the higher the water gets, and if you see the splash, it means that there's some big fish around there. I mean, you know, I've been fishing in the bay for most of my life, and you know, we know when certain high banks get covered, what depth the water is. And in some instances, the water is like, you know, even up to about like half a meter deep, and you still see one or two splashes. So you know,
those are big fish.
Yes, you know, at least 6-7 kilo grunters that are on the sandbanks.
Farhad, coming to the end of our interview, anybody wanting to do a trip like this year, what can they do? Who can they contact?
A trip to Durban on a fishing charter. My number is 073-140-8507. Adil, I forgot to mention to you, I've added a braai facility on my boat for Muslims. So that day, you know, you gotta inform me that you wanna have a braai and you're gonna bring your meat along, and inshallah we can do it.
Now let me tell you something now.
Tell us fish fresh
now,
on the braai.
Okay, you can put the fish on the braai, that's fine.
Yeah,
but
I've already done that. I've already caught fish that we cleaned in there, we did not scale them, we butterflied them and we braai'd them.
Lovely.
It was the most unique thing I've ever tasted. I've never tasted fish, you know, straight.
It was alive a few seconds ago.
And having it on the ocean, yes.
And that's brilliant. I think those long
ocean baskets.
Yeah, you know,
this is what you call ocean baskets.
You know, when you have that long graveyard shift and we're pulling for grunters.
Yeah.
And you got that smell of chops burning in the air. Fishing just got it. Give your number out again, Farhad. What was it? You said 073-140-8507.
Yes, that's right.
And if the boat, give the name of the boat in case somebody pitches up there.
The boat's name is Hookup.
Hookup.
Yes, Hookup Fishing Charters.
Okay, Farhad, Jazakallah. So where are you? Are you near the helicopter?
I'm actually just about to launch now at 9 o'clock.
So you started the boat?
Yeah. No, I didn't start the boat. I'm just on the car park, just going down. As the guys are there waiting for me.
Right.
They're getting themselves kitted up, so I'll be launching shortly around about 9 o'clock.
It sounded like the motor got stuck a little bit.
No, it was a helicopter.
No, the helicopter. There's a ship exit in the port right now.
Okay.
Yeah, that's another thing you get to see when you go on a harbour.
Up and down.
It's brilliant.
Very interesting.
Farhad Jazakallah so much for that interesting information. We will chat to you in the near future again, inshallah.
I don't know, Farhad, you know, you're talking about the braai, you're talking about the fishing. Let me just tell you, I just saw this article now. It says that Cape Town and Johannesburg, comparatively, is more favored to people in Durbanese, naturally, right? In terms of work related, I'm not talking of holiday.
Right.
But they say Durban is still the best city to work in.
Still the best city. Yeah, well, look at this guy's work. He's going to jump on a boat now
Durban
and braai and
stuff. To work in.
Look, we don't have a winter as such like you guys, you know. Our winter is a light jacket. When I do come up to Joburg in winter, I have to carry, you know, I have to wrap myself with a blanket, and I have to.
And the monkey cap.
Yeah, the monkey cap, and it's like, you know, I'm going to Iceland or something like that. But, I mean, Durban, today is a beautiful morning. It's, you know, every day, you get maybe about 3 or 4 days in Durban that is cold, you know, in a year. That's really cold. But other than that, beautiful place to be in.
You're making me less now.
Well, Faraj, jazakumullah for your time this morning. We'll catch up with you, not on air, but rather in the boat sometime soon.
Inshallah.
Assalamu alaikum wa
rahmatullah.
We need to change this approach a little bit. We don't speak to them anymore, Anna. Now we speak to them live there directly. What do you say?
I like that. The last time I went with Farad, I actually did a whole recording on the boat of our experience, and then we did play it out on air. I do remember, yeah.
There was also, like, you know, back in the day when you used to use the recorders and things like that, like about 15, 20 odd years. Something like that.
It feels like
those,
that.
Those
yeah.
times when you used to. I don't even know how Biral meant to probably get it onto radio via I don't know what and what. Yeah, well, what technology you guys must have had to use that time of it. When Adil recorded the. I feel the man, sorry.
That's how he became an award. How he became an award-winning engineer, by the way. Eh?
He was out fishing just before Ramadan. Am I correct? You were saying something the one day you went.
Mohammed Bilal is a top fisherman.
Yeah, what happened at fishing trip? You never said to us, the listeners, nothing. I thought as much, he must say blanks.
Yeah.
That's when I said, rather than just
no, but if he doesn't
want to
talk about it, maybe he did catch, you see.
Either he killed it, or he killed it.
That's the thing. Or he died.
Died.
Oh, you see, that's why you don't want to talk about it.
Yeah.
You're causing problems.
Now you're giving Adil ideas now. He's going to say the same thing. Got a whole day's workshop at Radio Islam next time.
I should have thought of that, man. Jazakallah for it. Next week I will be doing a workshop at
Radio Islam for the whole day.
So unfortunately I won't be able to. You reminded me of some of the days when I used to just go from the studio, pick up my brother and just shoot off
and
phone my wife and tell her I'm in
the
oven
shirt and things like that to the studio.
Yeah.
I don't even see that anymore.
No, it will come out. It's also becoming like the reels now. It's going hard, like the starch.
Yeah. I was going to tell you, we need new shirts, Adil.
Inshallah. We'll look.
Adil, tell us, the last time myself and you went fishing nicely, Wallow Express, we enjoyed ourselves, signaled this day that we was a bit poor. What's happening there, sir?
Well, we started our camps again. We will be looking at the forthcoming weekends, inshallah. I've spoken to Uncle Idris. Wallow is going to be spruced up for the camps. We do have plans, inshallah, to put in an obstacle course, and we want to do paintball in the near future, but we'll have to set up camps for that. Our survival program, our youth survival program, will be starting the next, in September. We will be taking out groups either on the 5th or the 12th. We're targeting schools mainly, because what happens is they come out with the teachers, and just an incentive, if you have 10 learners, then one teacher goes free, but we can cater for up to 40 learners on the camp. So that means four educators and 40 learners. We've done it before with Lanesha Muslim School, and they had a very good experience, mashallah. So let's see where it goes from there.
I think that was the trip that I was on, so the next trip I hope to be on there with you again.
Inshallah, Mohammed Bilal is also going to join us, inshallah.
It was very good to have that cordon of area alone.
Yeah.
Like for a pro fisherman and us amateurs. We'll catch up with you next week, Saturday, inshallah.
Inshallah. Same time.
Wa alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh. Mulana Sajjad Timol and to all our wonderful listeners.
Streaming reels on Radio Islam, casting you into the exciting world of fishing. Screaming Reels was sponsored by Solly's Angler's Corner, your fishing tackle specialist. Call us at Johannesburg on 011-493-1848 and for ways on 011-465-2937.